a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, March 19th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is Clint Powell. Good morning, PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell.
How you doing, sir?
Doing well, doing well.
Can I give a quick shout out? I never really hijacked the show
you,
at first.
You go right ahead, brother, because you've already had a PMS attack before
wow.
the show.
I was just going to, but my shout out was going to be, I wanted to shout out to Sean Whitfield
okay.
for taking somebody whose blood pressure was probably well below normal. Ask me a couple personal questions. Next thing you know, I'm needing a therapist, some Kleenex, and maybe a little safe space. Thanks, Sean Whitfield.
Yeah, well, we need some Delta 9, Delta 8s for you. They'll calm you down.
Do they do 12s and 13s? That's what I need to know. All right, back to you,
bless
sir.
Your heart. No, that was good. Hey, we need to be – sometimes we're like a tea kettle, and it's boiling on the stove, and sometimes the steam needs to come out.
Sometimes.
Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
Start of the show. Hey, you know, I always say this the past couple of shows, a doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will instruct his patients in the care of the human frame with diet and in the – Cause and Prevention of Disease by Thomas Edison.
Yep.
A lot of wise people in the past, and I value wisdom more than I do knowledge, but also certainly knowledge is important. I found an app actually by Josh, who is the physician's assistant that owns Optimize You, mm-hmm. which is the magnificent hormone clinic that he operates.
We're sitting in his studio.
We are, and he's been such a great partner on the path to health for so many people because hormones play a really, really significant role in so many aspects of life. And, you know, for many decades, I just wrote it off. You know, we need to age naturally. It's okay that we drop hormones, but you know what? I had hormones then, and that's easy to say. It's easy yeah. to say you don't need a car until you lose one.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's mandatory. Well, I see so many people that lives are kind of numb, mm-hmm. and they're treading water. There's not much excitement. There's very little stamina left, and it's just kind of get up, go through the motions, go home, go to bed, look forward to your 1 to 2 weeks vacation, and there's life.
Right.
Well, when you optimize hormones, and what are hormones? They're ways of the body that communicates and tells and instructs. And as we age, you can do terrible things with hormones. Bodybuilders do that. Or you can go the traditional route and they don't have a lot of skills. Or you can go to someone like Josh and they do amazing personalized counseling to determine what you truly need. Mm. I've seen so many people improve their health with that. And the dangers are very, very, very less than people think. If you go to nutritionw.com on the podcast, I interviewed Josh on the dangers, the safeties, the benefits of hormones for men and women. So for people who want to get involved in learning more about that. And also, Josh has the cryogenics tank mm-hmm. where you can go into the water, which is 43 degrees, I think, and do the cold therapy. He has a dry heat sauna that's far infrared and also offers the ED Wave, which is the erectile dysfunction treatment that uses no drugs that kind of sets the clock of the time of our body back about 20 years because it increases blood flow. It is a non-drug treatment. 6 treatments last about 2 years. So contact
one thing,
Optimize You.
Yeah, and one of the things that I'll say is there is risk, you know, I'm sure with hormones. And I, by the way, I'm a client with Josh. Mm. But there's also risk. Getting older is risk. As you get older, mm-hmm. there's risk if you don't have hormones, mm-hmm. go research that before you look at things and go, well, look at the risk of increasing your hormones as you get older. Well, look at the risks that are associated
exactly.
with lack of hormones, even through nature. So there is going to be risk either way. Becoming, air quote, grace, you know, aging gracefully, that's one thing. But just the malaise that comes with age, it comes with risk, too.
I've said many times over the years that one of the greatest risk factors of life is getting older. Father Time is pretty dang cruel to us past the age of about 50. Why is that? It's supposed to be that way. One, because we are built to do one thing on this earth, and that's to procreate.
Yep.
And I know you don't procreate much these days, but...
Well, I can't. Even if I procreate having kids.
Really?
I mean,
you can't?
Yeah. I mean, I've been fixed, man.
You're fixed.
I'm like, yeah, I got fixed after a number of... That's been 15 years. We're 8 going on 16 years of being fixed. Yeah.
So
I've served my purpose on earth. I've done what I'm supposed to do. I've replaced what life will take away.
But that's the case with nature, is it's doing that for, in nature, generally for people 16 to 35 years old. So once you get past 45, nature, we are obsolete to them.
That's right.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but we know how, with intelligence and wisdom, to counter that doomsday path of Father Time. And part of it can be hormones, part of it's nutrition, part of it's exercise, part of it's this, that, and this is what we do this show for, is to empower people with some of the pieces of knowledge that they can use to empower their health, longevity, and quality. So I just love Josh. Just, I didn't even come in here to start talking about him. That was not a advertisement, but it is what it needs to be.
Yeah, and the invoice will be sent, Josh. Don't
worry.
That's
right.
Yeah, it'll be coming.
Josh told me about an app at the gym the other day that I had not heard of, and I have been using it. Unbelievable for people who want to not have to think about foods as far as, are these healthy or not? Because label reading can get very heavy because there's so many words,
okay,
and sometimes we don't know them, and it's called Yuka, Y-U-K-A. I encourage everyone right now to download the Yuka app. What it's going to show you is you just scan a barcode of any food that you have in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's going to break it down into good
macros, or what does it do?
It can break down macros, but it's just going to give a check mark. And it's going to give you the level of healthiness of this food based on their own opinions. But so far, I've been pretty pleased with their opinions. But Yuka app is I did a olive oil this morning that I had a bottle of. And I did a couple other things. I was so impressed with it. So thank you, Josh, for doing that.
And has it got the little carrot on it? Is that it right there? That top
that
thing?
That is it.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
I'm looking at it. I'm on a Android, but I'm looking it up.
Well, it's not going to work on Android. Androids are so worthless. Just iPhones.
Wow. Okay. You're losing some listeners right there, but go ahead.
Yeah, it's probably 40%. No, I'm just joking. I had Android. Only reason I got an iPhone was because I started having my two wonderful grandkids, and the video quality just wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I knew I'd miss out because I'm not there that much, and I want to see with clarity the special magic moments, which I have. I certainly have. I gave you a bag of coffee just a couple of days ago, and I want to, before you say anything about it, I want to talk about it. One of my stellar staff members turned us on to this, and it is a coffee called Life Boost. And Life Boost is a coffee that I've never seen anything like it. One is, it's completely non-acid. Two is, and people don't understand this, but mold is very invasive, very destructive to our bodies. And many things that we can eat and drink can have mold, but coffee has a tremendous amount because mold loves coffee beans.
Mm.
Well, there's only about two or three coffees that are really testing for mold. This company tests for every contaminant I can imagine. That's one reason it's the most expensive coffee that you will ever drink. I love the bold black taste of it, but tell me what you thought of the coffee.
I liked it a lot. It did have a good taste to it. I'm usually drinking Folgers, and I make pretty strong coffee. Where everybody uses a scoop of something, I'll probably use 1.5 or 2 scoops of stuff.
Too.
But I found the flavor really good. Other than that, I felt really good. And here's the other thing. I haven't, since it was only 1 day or 2 days since I've taken it, sometimes if I drink too much, which sometimes I do and I shouldn't, but sometimes even after 2 cups, I'll get acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't notice that this morning. I'll let you know next week after I've had a full week of it. But I really enjoyed it. I liked it, and I felt great afterwards.
Good.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, low acid is kind of where I'm going, because I know we've talked about this before. I'm on a program for oxalates. Oxalates are, I would say, a little bit similar to uric acid.
Yeah.
But they're formation of crystals within the joints, or it could be the skin, could be other body parts. And with my hip issue, I do believe that oxalates are part of my problem, because I did a blood test at our lab, Be Well Lab, and they came back elevated, quite elevated actually. And so I've been on a low oxalate diet for 4 weeks, and it's been interesting. I've had 4 of the worst days I've ever had. I've had 2 of the best days I've ever had.
Mm.
And that's the journey of oxalate dumping, because oxalates are in all the healthy foods. Not all, most. Spinach and kale and peanut butter and the big list is out there. And all of a sudden, when you're supposed to have 100 milligrams of oxalates, I was eating probably 1,000. And I've been doing it for 40 years.
Wow.
Turmeric, curcumin. And they form into crystals, which are very pieces like sharp glass. That's why I think it's oxalates are creating part of my problem, because when you massage your body, that hurts, and it hurts worse after a massage for like 2 days. I kept thinking, what is this? Yeah. How could this happen? But it makes total sense. If those oxalates are contained in your synovial fluids, tendons, and ligaments, you can't rub glass that's in the body.
It's going to agitate it.
Yes. Yeah. And so I'll keep people updated. I'm seriously going to make a big push for this, because I've already had four other people that I tested for oxalates, and all four were women, and they all had similar pain symptoms, eye symptoms. Learned yesterday that lipomas and tartar on the back of the teeth were caused by oxalates. My dentist has told me for 30 years, you've got a tremendous amount of tartar, despite whatever I did. Well, I just learned that oxalates are why that happens. So
wow.
Interesting little path of learning.
Yeah.
And I love learning when there's so little knowledge in that area. And it truly is. There's only one book written on it. So I'm kind of the
Have you done a full podcast on it yet?
Not yet. I want to get another 4 weeks down.
Is there a professional expert out there that you could interview about it?
There's only one. And I actually texted her yesterday and said from Messenger, I said, or I asked, do you do personal consultations? Well, this one lady, Sally Norton's her name, wonderful person. As far as knowledge, she's the one who wrote the only book on it. You know how much she charges for 1 hour? $595 an hour.
I was going to guess 1,000. If you're the only person in the world, I would have guessed more.
I was taken back because I didn't think enough. But you're right. If you're the only person,
who's the one person to talk to? Me.
Yeah.
How much do you charge? Whatever I want.
That's right.
Why? Because if you don't want me, go talk to the other person.
I went on the calendar, and there she has no openings for the next months.
Think of that.
Wow.
$600. She probably does only 4 or 5 a day, 6 a day. I mean, she ain't doing 10 hours,
well,
trust me.
I think 4 a day would make Clint Powell pretty happy at $600 an hour.
Listen, if you want to pay me $600 a day, an hour, I'll take one. I'll tell you what, I'll do a bonus. I'll give you 2 hours now for $6.99.
Special going on, a Clint Powell special.
Absolutely.
All right, guys and girls, it's time to take a break. When we come back, a lot more information about how to empower your health. That plus a bunch to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. Vital Health Radio is presented by Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell. Before we get rolling, because I'm going to talk about a little post I did on Instagram that really blew my socks off, but tell about your podcast.
Oh, yeah. During the Break podcast, DuringTheBreakPodcast.com, I have conversations with very interesting people of business, entertainment, politics, religion, you name it. We talk about it. I have another one called Of Mine for the People. It is about politics. There's some constitutional deep dives there. I have Dave Fire podcast, Stories of Adventure in the Great Outdoors. And the last one I started a couple of months ago, I already have about 100 episodes in, short audio coaching podcast, 5 to 9 coaching podcast. So there you go. Thank you. And by the way, you can find Vital Health Radio download every Tuesday. So if you miss this on Sunday mornings, then you just go to Vital Health Radio download on Apple or Spotify, and you can listen to that week's show as a podcast.
Thank you, because I tend to always forget that.
Yeah, leave a review on Vital Health Radio too, podcast. It helps us a lot.
I really would appreciate that. Well, I want to say that I did a post on margarine. I spoke of this last week,
yep,
I think, and it was on Facebook Reels. And I had, so far as of yesterday, 683,000 views. We got 18,000 followers in that 2 weeks. And you know, that is pretty darn amazing,
big,
Clint, to get that many followers. That was more followers than we had gotten in the past 8 years.
Wow.
In one little video on margarine. And I spoke about how unhealthy and how plastic and how despicable it is for building your body. And so if you want to see it, still on Facebook, on the Reels.
Have you done one? And I know you were going to. You may know I got to it on waters. Have y'all done that yet?
Not
on energy
yet.
Drinks? Okay.
We have it in.
Okay, good.
We bought
it. I can't wait till that. That's going to be a good one. Because that's how, when I first met you back in the 90s, I mean, I was shopping with you before that, but I became your radio rep. And we started talking. That's when you brought in something that I thought was crazier than, you know, a football bat. And that was Penta.
Oh, yes.
Penta water. And I'm like, what is this? Hydrated? Whatever. I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. It sounds great. And now, you know, 25 years later, water and the quality of water is a big deal.
And specialized waters.
Yeah.
We got hydrogen water and we have
alkaline or whatever.
Yes,
they used.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
I did the recent post, though, which I hadn't even looked at numbers. It won't go like the margarine, was on V8.
I saw it.
Okay.
I loved it.
Well, I you know, it's a grocery store item. We all grew up with it. And I want to speak highly of the foods that deserve to be bragged about that don't come from health food stores. Well, slow sodium V8 has almost prescription strength potassium. Mm-hmm. And no one ever recommends it in the medical field. Duh. And then secondly, the public's just not aware because they just don't look. But if you need potassium, low sodium V8 is the key. You can actually get some vegetables with it and 600 milligrams of potassium. An athlete could do very well drinking one of those a day instead of Gatorade. Has far more than any of the sport drinks.
Really?
Yes. far more.
I'm looking it up right now to see, because I saw the post, and but I didn't, and I might have missed the part where you compared it to other drinks.
I went to, speaking of eating now, I am a connoisseur of eating out, I will say, make very, very wise choices, but I do enjoy that. Went to Twin Peaks last night. Have you been there?
Nope. I have friends that go there, have been there several times, and they kind of they thought it was okay.
The food was actually excellent. Oh, okay. What I got. It was far better than I expected. The atmosphere is interesting, to say the least. There's about 50 bimbos running. I mean, young ladies running around in skimpy little outfits that are about seemingly 13 to 15, but I guess they're 21.
Yeah, they're 21.
Because they're serving drinks. Yeah. And it was very interesting because it just was a generation that I can't connect with. I guess I'm just too old. Oh, my gosh. The woman, and you know, I've spoke of this maybe once or twice. You know, I printed business cards that have my tequila drink on them.
Right.
And I have it here right in my billfold. In fact, you can see it sitting here when my billfold's open. I handed her the card, and literally it took her 8 minutes. She had to read it about six times. I can't imagine if I had verbally placed the order, it would have never been right. And it's very simple. Patron tequila, lemons, ice, shaken on the rocks. That's pretty much it.
That's pretty basic.
But yet, it took her at least 8 minutes to get that card and drink done. And yeah. I'm kind of worried about sometimes the younger generation. But I know I was a bozo too now. I was probably a dunce, and people couldn't ask me anything. But Twin Peaks, food-wise, was excellent.
Good.
Absolutely excellent.
Another good addition, or another addition to East Ridge, whether you like it or not. I'm glad they're growing out there.
Well, they are certainly doing that. Yeah. And I wonder what bought the Wally's property. Have we heard that?
I don't know. They're building a hotel right behind it, though. They've got it going up. And just, yeah. Yeah, they're doing good stuff. I'm glad that whole area is booming, though. That's where we're having our kids and pros football camp again this year. So cool. Looking forward to that at the end of April.
I read an interesting thing that reminded me of you, Clint.
Uh-oh.
It was on sloths.
Wow.
You know, animals.
You know what? I saw when you started this, a slight grin. You tried not to grin, so you didn't give it away. But continue on with your slander,
sir. It actually has to do with maybe health in a certain way.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear
it. But sloths only defecate once a week. Did you know that?
I'm not a sloth.
Well.
Okay, but continue on. Let's hear it.
If you believe that, go ahead and believe
it. I do have a better car than they do.
Well, I will admit.
Even though you gave me grief about my car a couple of weeks ago.
And you obviously, I hope, defecate more than once a week. But
yes, I do.
They do it because of the slow metabolism it takes to digest the food. They only come out of the tree once a week, and that is to do their business.
Wow.
I just love little animal stories
like that.
Yeah,
that's very cool.
And I knew I could compare you in some way to a sloth.
Yeah, I appreciate that. No, that was great. I appreciate that. That always feels good when I get to be the punching bag over here.
Well, you're getting kind of used to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't care. Are you kidding me?
Hey, and this was interesting. More than 90,000 people in Japan right now have lived to be 100 plus. And the thing is, 85% are women. We aren't the lucky ones with genes and maybe habits also. And then I looked up, you know, you could say, well, that's because I wonder if the United States, how many they have. You know, we have about the same amount, but we have double the people. So
yeah, I was going to say the percentage of people.
Yes, it's not that great.
Right.
It's just not.
I wonder if they find some commonalities in those. I know they probably have, but like, you know, whether it's around diet or how they live, you know, those how they always try to do studies to find those magic three or four things. I'm sure they're going to be the same things we already know, but it'd be interesting.
Well, it is, you know, the blue zones is what they called when they studied the part of the world that had the longest longevity. And there was some common denominators, one of which was community. Community was very high on the list of blue zones. And, you know, I don't know what Japan's like. I've never been there. Mm-hmm. I have traveled somewhat in the world, but never been to Japan. But just the history of how they have worked as a family and how they lived in fairly tight quarters.
Grandparents still live with the kids when they need. Yeah.
They have a sense of community more than we do. Now, they also maintain their weight. You don't see, as you do in this country, but you don't see in the pictures anyway, any real obese Japanese that are older. You might in the younger generation due to junk food. But just maintaining weight and a sense of community, which then means a sense of better peace of mind, more spirit.
Well, easy on your organs and your happiness and all that. Yeah.
So I love the sense of community. And I see so many people who have become isolated a lot more since COVID because they're now uncomfortable being in a sense of community. We're losing the skill of conversation, and that's sad.
I got a little bit of total prevalence of obesity in major markets. The United States is up a little over 40%. 9 countries are listed. Number 10, just real quick, to your point.
No, I want to know.
Canada's 2. UK 3.
No, wait, well, you're going from good to
I'm going from bad.
Oh, bad.
To best.
Okay.
According to this list.
Okay.
Which is United States is around 40%, but then Canada, UK, Germany, Spain, France, Brazil, Italy, and Japan is around 5%.
Wow, 5%.
Yeah. And this is the global prevalence of obesity continues to rise with over 2 billion people worldwide described as overweight or obese, and that's according to the WHO. But this is a pretty cool article. Anyway, I just thought, point, the diet and environment, because it was saying those things really contribute to a healthier lifestyle in those areas.
Our knife and fork is still our most powerful weapon.
Yeah.
Exercise is number 2, and we are responsible for most of the disease in this country. Mm-hmm. Now, once you get to be super old, like I'm on the verge of, I'm going to go ahead and say, to me, OLD is 70 plus. I just do. Maybe 72.
When you were 40, you thought 60. See,
I did. Absolutely.
When I was 40, I thought 50. Now that I'm 55, I'm like, what, 60? And then when I get to be 60, it's going to be 70.
No, but see, I'll be 66 on my next birthday, so I'm not pushing it to make myself feel better.
I am.
When I get to be 70, it'll be 72, because it's between 70 and 72.
I want to be 90 going. You know, when I get to be 100, that's what I want. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you were part of anything when I brought Jack LaLanne into Chattanooga many, many years ago. My friend Brian Connell and I, we went and picked him up at the airport. It was just so cool. He was with his wife, who was about 82, 84, and he was about 93. Spunkiest little thing you've ever seen. We took him to Acropolis, and Betty at Acropolis served him whatever he wanted, which he wanted a salad with 12 different vegetables in it, some salmon, and a glass of wine. And Jack LaLanne was the guru of fitness back in the 60s. Remember, he had 2 white German Shepherd dogs on the TV show. And he really set a course and path for inspired many people to understand that exercise was very important, because 60s, you were active, so you didn't really need to. But those activities with sedentary jobs started coming in about that time.
Yep.
And I so remember him talking about the importance of sex in his life. And he was 92 or 93 at the time.
Wow.
And he really, really made a big point of that. I don't even know if we had Viagra back then. So obviously things were working pretty well.
Right.
This is sad. I've learned, now it's not publicized, but someone who works at a major insurance company knows, at least in their opinion, factual, because they saw it. But insurance companies are paying $50 for each shot of COVID shot to children to the physician or the physician's office. So you really think they're going to be really objective about when you go in and say, do you think my child needs a COVID shot? Yes, ma'am, I do. Well, they're not being objective, because that office is being paid $50. These docs do not own the offices any longer. They are working for corporate America. They are being told they have to create more income. What an easy way that would take 60 seconds to create $50. And it is despicable. It just is.
Yeah. I was just trying to do some real-time looking up, and I haven't seen it yet.
No, it's going to be difficult to find. This was a behind-the-scenes kind of hidden, and no person doing it is going to even know that. They're going to know they're being pressured to do it, but they're going to not have any real paperwork proof they're doing it. I mean, if the past of fictitious stories in that conversation of COVID can't prove that it is not to be trusted, then I don't know what you could be.
But we saw, I mean, it doesn't surprise me too much, and because we saw governors and municipalities and charities promising gift cards for the last 3 or 4 years. Hey, get your COVID vaccine, get a $100 gift card.
That's right.
Or free hamburgers.
Yes.
And, you know, just all these things. So they've been trying to incentivize, which, you know, now looking back on it, we're like, well, that was a lot it was a lot of misinformation on both sides. So
how do you do with the time change, Clint? Do
that
you feel
me.
It doesn't?
Nah.
It takes
never
me a few
days.
Never
has bothered me, ever, one way or the other.
Well, the week after daylight savings time, there's a 24% increase in heart attacks. There is that.
Oh,
only
wow.
The week. And after a week, it stabilizes again.
Yeah.
I think, you know, biorhythms, circadian rhythms are pretty significant for some people. Of course, when you're a sloth and you don't have to do a whole lot.
I only come out once a week to do my business. I don't really, the time change doesn't affect me. It's the same time in the tree, right? I don't care.
There you go.
I mean, what do I care?
Oh, that one came in good. Yeah. Study here, the Spanish researchers studied men with and without prostate cancer to determine the connection between waterborne pollution, which are nitrates, which comes out of fertilizer, and prostate cancer. Never would I have thought this, but 697 cases of cancer were studied against a control group of 927. And the people, the men who drank water that was not purified, basically, I'm a humongous fan of buying a filter that takes out most of the chemicals, which is not your ones at Target most of the time. Nutritional sells one that does do that, because if it takes out fluoride, it'll take out anything. Ours will take out fluoride. It's a carafe, fantastic tasting water. 1.6 times more likely to get cancer, prostate, just by drinking water that has nitrates. Again, nitrates are mainly from fertilizers and other pollutants. What an easy step to take to decrease disease. You spend a little to get a whole lot back in return. Yep. That's for sure. Because prostate cancer is seemingly not doing anything but staying or going up. That's for sure. All right. It's time to take another break. All right, Clint. When we come back, we'll be having more tips to make you live longer, healthier, and with more vibe in your life. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Save the date, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Prejudging brought to you by Optimize You. For more information, registration, and tickets, check out ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Vital Health Radio is presented by the Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And it's interesting, we just spoke between the shows about something, and I had this study. Mm-hmm. It was a 2023 study on vaping.
Oh, wow. And
vaping damages more DNA, which is the genetic structure of the body, in the mouth than cigarettes do. And those who use the sweet-flavored pods had the highest DNA damage. And interestingly, I've never really thought of this because the smell is not objectable at all, but the data showed that the bystanders are affected as much with secondhand smoke as cigarettes.
So, I would ask a doctor, is it Dr. Hedrick?
Yes.
Is it the Lung Bus Memorial? So, I would ask a doctor this, and I'm sure they're going to go, they're not worse or better. They both have their evils. But I would like to get an honest opinion, maybe off the record, when they can't be held accountable. Is vaping worse than smoking cigarettes? Because it seems to me, this has been around for a while now, and it seems like when data comes out, I don't know, I don't want my kid to do either one of them, but he vapes, and it scares me to death because he coughs, and he's healthy, but it terrifies me. And he's like, well, I could smoke. And I'm like, well, I don't, how about neither? How about we don't do either? But I wonder that. You know, sometimes I wonder.
Well, my take of the amount I know of vaping is, one is, it depends on the company and what excipients and other ingredients they're adding to the active ingredient. Because vaping can produce a crystalline substance in the lung. That crystalline substance is very difficult for the lungs to rid itself of. Mm-hmm. Guess what? The lungs can rid itself of nicotine. And the chemicals in cigarettes, as harmful as they are, do not create crystalline substances. Now, a lot of it depends on the company's ingredients, not the active ingredient. So if he's vaping, you know, CBDs, or he's vaping anything and everything, or just nicotine, that active ingredient is not healthy, but it's the other stuff that's actually probably more unhealthy for the long run. So I think the Lung Bus at Memorial is just tremendous to help people look at their own
stuff. I'm
going to
get my son out there. Yes. Yeah, and he's like I said, he's in great shape, very healthy, but I want him to stay that way.
But see, you know, we all think great shape does not always mean healthy.
Yeah.
Because you can run a fast mile at the track and still be unhealthy.
That's
if you
true.
Have great genetics for that one thing, and you're still young.
Yeah.
Real
quick, being young covers up a lot of bad stuff.
Boy, doesn't it?
And you don't know it.
It's not really good for us because we don't have any notifications.
I used to say this. I say this in coaching all the time. If you're in a business, and I'm not taking over, but if you're in business, cash flow, good cash flow, will cover up bad habits and cover up weak hires, cover up your flaws. When cash recedes and something happens to the market, if you don't have good systems and processes in place, good communication habits, good things develop behind the scenes, all of a sudden you'll be like, what's up with my business? Mm-hmm. Cash can actually be harmful if it's covering up bad things that are hurting your business at the core. Just like being young or looking in shape can cover up, oh, yeah, I'm young. Well, I can eat whatever I want. Yeah, because you're 20.
You know, that's a wonderful take on it. I've actually never thought about excess cash can cover up the brokenness of a business system, and then only when the hard times come do you really go down the tube.
Absolutely. That's happened to me. I say that's with my coaching clients all the time. Are you tracking this? Are you tracking this weekly? Mm-hmm. Are you doing this? Well, no, man, but I'm just so busy. I'm like, listen, if you don't slow down and figure out why you're busy, why you're successful, mm-hmm. what's working and what really you're doing that's not – when things get tough, you don't know what you can replicate. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you can afford to edit and not do as much of. And you really don't know. So if you make money, if you're successful, I wrote an article about this 15 years ago. If you are successful, that's a very dangerous place to be in if you just assume you've air quote figured it out. Mm-hmm. The best time to plan for failure is when you're in the crest of success.
Yes. And I really have had many epiphanies over the years due to different situations. And one of those, when COVID started, I mean, we all panicked. In a business sense, it was super panic. And I cut every expense that was not necessary because I was setting up for the long haul. And it really cleared up some of my stupid mistakes I had made.
How many times did you sit down and look at stuff going, I had no idea?
Oh, no. And when you start looking at expenses that were auto-renews, because one of the guys, Donald Miller, who I really respect out of Nashville, who's part of why we have the website that we do, he said, this came out right after COVID, I want you to go ahead and discontinue or tell the credit card companies that you lost your credit card and you need a new number, because it's the only way you're going to catch all these auto renewals unless you're really on it. I mean, when you charge as much as we do, I mean, we may have 1,000 charges a month. I could catch them, but he said, we don't have time. Go ahead and renew your credit cards so that these auto renews will not auto renew.
Yeah.
And I did that. And we caught a bunch of things that were maybe every quarter they'd renew, maybe once a year they'd renew. But it is, you know, I think fitness and health is the currency of life, which is similar to the money.
Yeah.
And when you have a ton of it, and just like piloting, pilots who die are complacent. The really good pilots don't die for lack of skill. They lack the expertise and accountability. One thing you do, which is the business coaching, I love that concept because you have fresh eyes and you help people like myself rearrange our priorities to look in the right places that have been hidden.
Yeah. One of the things I have people I work with that are they're way more successful than I am in their industries. I've been successful in some places, but sometimes the right question, no matter where it comes from, is still the right question. Mm-hmm. Like, I may have never had your level of experience on handling a business your size, and you may start telling me some stuff and I may just go, why do you do that? And you may have to look up to the heavens and go, oh, I don't know.
Yep.
But no one else around you may not ask that because they're in the same world you're in.
Yes.
So anyway, I kind of hijacked it a little bit. But we were talking about being young, covering up bad habits. So,
and that's one thing with our health coaching. I've got great health coaches, Adam and Brandon and Dr. Johnson, Katie, myself. And we can be the outsider. We can actually people who, oh, I feel good. I'm healthy. I eat well. I love the statement, I eat well. And I never put anybody down. I never try to act like I know all the answers and you don't, because we all have our own personalized journeys.
Right.
But when I start hearing, when they start bragging about eating well, and then I really get into the story of eating, it's rare that they are eating anywhere close to well.
No.
What they mean is they're having their vegetables, which they call corn and potatoes, those aren't vegetables, and they're not getting any clean foods, having very poor quality oils, because they just don't know. Mm-hmm. It's all about not knowing, and that's why we're here as a coaching at Nutrition World to help people learn.
I eat salads.
With about 3 big bowls full of salad dressing that has canola oil in it as a
cheese
second
all
ingredient.
Over it or whatever.
Yes.
But yeah.
Well, that was interesting, kind of sideline.
Yeah, I didn't mean to hijack.
No,
it
was
back
great.
To your card, sir.
Now, I'm supposed to be doing this all from my mind. Don't tell people I'm cheating with cards. Now,
okay.
These are cards that I did do myself.
Yeah,
these were
you
not purchased cards.
No, these are, he just handwrites thing. I'm looking at about 150 cards.
I wear a card.
You do. Listen, you take this serious. You've been doing it for 40-something years.
Most men... And this is another prostate story, because it's interesting. Most men are really, if there's one fear they have, it is a prostate cancer, because the treatments can be very harsh and cause impotence and bladder dysfunction where you have to wear diapers. So it's a pretty cruel treatment for many men. There are men walking around that might not be walking around if they had not had the surgery, but every man has to decide for themselves what the side effect and benefit ratio is. But most men, this is the change. This is what kills me about traditional medicine. It's all about their current headlines and what they truly have decided to believe in. The nutrition industry has said very aggressively for 20 years, that the treatments of, as soon as you go in, you have a higher PSA, they do a biopsy, which is questionable in itself, and, oh, you have cancer, let's immediately remove it. It's been almost as insane in some cases as the original stories of COVID. And now they're finally coming out. Most men diagnosed with prostate cancer do not need to rush to any surgery or radiation treatment.
Wow.
And the case is, and we knew this 20 years ago, about 10% have aggressive levels that can be found out. If they're aggressive, then you become aggressive. The other 90%, if you're past 55 years old, you could and probably will die from something else before. And I've now watched men over my 44-year career who said, I'm not getting my sexual function. I'm not having it disappear. I'm not wearing diapers, and I will take my chances with how it goes. And I'm changing my diet, taking nutrients, and monitoring. Mm. Many of those are still here, and that's been 15 and 20 years of stories. Now, a few aren't. Well, that's life. Life comes with risk. but most are. And so many docs are so quick, just like me, and I really value traditional medicine for acute care, emergencies, and for some of their wisdom. But some of this knee-jerk reactions, like every orthopedic you go into so far that looks at me with my hip, they don't even have to look at my hip. They look at my driver's license. They say 65 years old, you need hip replacement. Mm-hmm. That's just the standard.
Right.
Maybe I do, maybe I don't. Why don't you listen to my story? Why don't we look a little deeper? Maybe there's something else going on. I don't know.
Yeah. Kids, if you're listening to this, as you get older, one of the things you're going to have to get good at is making decisions between not great and not great.
That's exactly right.
Get comfortable with that. That's life.
Yes. It's not a black and white issue. No. And that's tough.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. The Dr. Greenbaum is a physician that's on Instagram. Love her post. And I like the fact that there's so much good information coming out, but it's not filtering down to the level of practicing physicians and or the public, because everybody still is in the trigger mode of fix me right now. Well, Dr. Greenbaum, which we've, again, in the nutrition industry has been preaching this for years, finally has come out and said we need to take a watch and wait on prescribing antibiotics for middle ear infections.
Mm.
And we have said I know Nutrition World has said for 25 years, other countries always let the first ear infection go to at least day 3. Why is that? Because the body's building antibodies. If you don't let it build antibodies and fight its own battles, you will be a victim and you will be handcuffed to the medical system forever. So let's value the inherent work of the body that was built to fight these pathogens and assist it with antibiotics if needed. Use some drugs to help the child feel better, but let the immune system work. Let the fever happen unless they're totally uncomfortable. Be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah, but ear pain and tooth pain, two of the worst things. You can't get to it.
You can't get to it.
And it drives me insane. When I get a good earache or something, it is very, very frustrating. But I like what you're saying. It's just, yeah.
And as they said, 1/3 of all pediatric antibiotics are unnecessary. This was by the CDC people. This is not somebody writing an article, which I don't say I totally rely on CDC. But for them to go that far to make this statement, they know the dangers of antibiotic resistance that is coming around and is already here.
Yeah.
And we are talking about children now, Clint. I know you said you're an infection, but you're not a child anymore.
I am not.
So this may not apply to you.
Okay.
You do whatever you need to
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the
I would
leeway.
Do tequila is what I would do. That's the best painkiller.
Of course. Yeah. Whatever.
But I can't give that to my 3-year-old grandson.
I don't know. My dad used to make the hot toddy. I used to get the, when I didn't feel good, you get the brandy, the brown liquor with the honey.
Really?
You know, for a cough. Oh, I get the hot toddies. My grandmother gave it and my dad.
From hearing stories of your dad, I am not surprised.
No, my dad's a real deal, man.
He's a rebel.
he's just the real deal, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. And this show's not about me being too harsh on the medical system. It's just being truthful. And there in 2016, John Hopkins experts calculated that more than 250,000 patients had died from medical errors. That's the third leading cause of death. And that the July 2022 National Institutes of Health concluded the annual death toll from medical errors is as high as 440,000. Dr. McCullough says, I believe that COVID vaccines will become the number one killer of people as the next few years go on when the truth emerges of the damages that are being done. That is scary stuff. We need an advocate when you go to the hospital. The horror stories of the overworked people at the hospital where they're caring people. They work hard, but they got too much to do and too much pressure and too many people ordering them to do things. And so their mistakes are skyrocketing, and it's not all their fault. So almost you have to have a advocate, which is awful for your relatives, but you got to have advocates that know what they're doing too, not just someone who's going to bring you water and put chapstick on your lips. So it's a scary place.
Yes,
you know?
It is.
Sometimes we can't help it. We have to go to the hospital. But there also is a lot of self-care that can be done that could prevent some of that. And people are not embracing self-care as far as a toolbox. The toolbox would include several remedies of choice and some diagnostic testing. Heck, I keep UTI test strips constantly. why would I want to not have a box of test strips to see if I have a urinary tract infection on a Saturday night when all of a sudden I start getting these feelings when they cost $15 and you can get 20 test strips? You need to stock the stuff before you need it, not after.
Absolutely.
Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, a few words of wisdom and tips and more as we continue for Clint Powell. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Save the date, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 3rd, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Prejudging brought to you by Optimize You. For more information, registration, and tickets, check out ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on. Some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. Vital Health Radio is presented by Vascular Institute and the Vein Clinic. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner, Clint Powell. And some of the words that touched me a few days ago that I had read is by a poet named Jack London and a writer. And it kind of reminds me of me a little, and maybe you, Clint. I would rather be ashes than dust. I would rather that my spark should burn out in a brilliant blaze than it should be stifled by dry rot. I would rather be a superb meteor, every atom of me in magnificent glow, than a sleepy and permanent planet. The function of man is to live, not to exist. I shall not waste my days trying to prolong them. I shall use my time. Up to a certain point, it is necessary for a man to live his life in the world in which he finds himself and to make the best of it. But beyond that point, he must create a world of his own. And the greatest thing about life is that it is always giving us the opportunity to create something new. It is never too late to start over or to make a fresh beginning, to blaze a new trail. Life is short, and we have but a brief time in which to explore, to learn, to experience, and to create. Let us make the most of that time, and let us burn brightly like meteors across the night sky, leaving behind us a trail of light and inspiration for those who come after us. I love that.
Yeah.
A meteor. Burn bright. A lot of people have, the light has gone out.
Yeah.
And a lot of their songs have just left their heart, including me at a certain point in my life. And I'm glad that I could relight the light from a small ember that was remaining.
Yeah.
And you know, life experiences from divorces to people who died to hard times,
pain.
Pain.
Changes you. Things, life changes you. It's supposed to. And whether you say it one way and somebody else says it another, you know, dance in the kitchen, live like, you know, dance like nobody's watching, whatever we say. I tell my kids all the time, to me, life is like the roller coaster. You only get so many heels and times to put your hands up and go, wee. You don't have that many. And one day you're going to come up over the hill, the next little top, and you're going to be coming into the station. And at that point, it's going to be a shame if you go, I never threw my hands up. And I never got the crazy picture taken of me when I looked goofy. And I never really let my tingly feeling in the stomach just be there. And so that's, everybody says it in a different way, but I love that idea of living it.
Yeah. That was very well said. Yeah. And of course, to me, the reason people don't put their hands up is F-E-A-R, fear of what someone else will think, fear of danger, fear of this is doesn't feel right. The community said not to do this. And I have said many times, I changed my middle name when I got divorced to yes. Mm-hmm. And I have said yes to so many things that I am fabulously grateful for, with relationships, with decisions, with business, with choices, with learning to dance and do things that I would have never done before.
I want to challenge people, though, and I really never add something this meaningful, I think, to the end of the show. It won't take long. I want people to, I would suggest people sit down and define what that is to them, because you like flying planes. If I were to live my life and compare it to Ed Jones's What Lights His Flame, I may feel either inadequate or like I'm a failure. And this is where people, I think, dive the comparison theory. Some people's idea of adventure is a nice, calm, one-mile hike with friends. Some people, their adventure is going to ball games. Some of them are starting the business. The problem I have is nobody really takes the time to sit down and go, what gets my heart moving? And I can't judge it by what gets Ed's heart moving, because that definition, even if I do it, is going to be a failure to me. That makes sense. I'm done.
Total
talking.
Sense. No.
Yeah.
Imitation is not the option in this case. And again, reconnecting with your inner spirit and not hearing the programmed processes that we have built into ourselves. We are a programmed robot. Most of us are. We do the things we do because we say we want to and we like them. No, we don't. We do them because we're programmed in order to be comfortable with them and safe. And safety is not how I live my life anymore. I don't live it in
but
a safe world.
But think of this. If I were to live my life and base what I like to do, adventure off, I don't want to fly a plane, but sometimes my adventures may seem small because I'm looking at yours. The only way my adventures seem big is if I buy into it, realizing that's what I'm made to do. Then any little thing becomes a big adventure.
It can.
It's your perspective.
But if no is your middle name, sometimes you're going to miss.
You'll miss
of those
even the little stuff.
Oh yeah, even the little stuff. Yeah,
you'll miss all of it.
Let's go to this special coffee shop and have coffee in the morning. No, because I'd like to go to Starbucks.
That's it. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So from small to medium to large, add yes to your name every single day. Thank you, Clint. You are philosophical today. That is pretty darn good.
Well, a sloths have nothing to do but think. We only poop once a week. We just think the other seven days.
You got a lot of time to think.
Absolutely.
Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and the Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening, and we'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living and on the podcast after Tuesdays of each after each radio show. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless and yes day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Bain Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.